crude oil from Canada's tar sands is providing a booming business for American refineries. But residents of one Chicago neighborhood complain that a byproduct of that business has become a health hazard. They want towering mounds of a dusty substance known as petroleum coke or pet coke moved out of the city. And as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, Chicago is now requiring one company storing the substance to do just that.
Residents on Chicago's far southeast side have been complaining for months about dust from mountainous piles of the high-sulfur, high-carbon pet coke stored on three open-air sites in the neighborhood. Peggy Salazar with the Southeast Environmental Task Force used to live near one of those sites.
I used to get dust on a regular basis in the summer and spring when the wind blows on my siding, on my lawn furniture, in my food if we were eating outdoors.
The state attorney general has filed lawsuits charging companies with pollution violations. The U.S. EPA will be installing monitors. But a month ago, frustrated residents who'd had enough chanted their dissatisfaction. Their wish to move those piles will be granted, at least partially, because of an agreement between the city of Chicago and one of the two companies that store pet coke along the Calumet River. Beamsterbor Corporation does not have a required permit and will have to ship the material it stores elsewhere. Even so, Chicago will still be a repository, and that does not please Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
The fact is, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois did not have their regulatory guard up for decades.
The pet coke stored in Chicago comes from a BP plant just across the state border in Whiting, Indiana. It produces 2,000 tons of pet coke a day, and it will nearly triple that amount after expanding its plant to process more oil from Canada's tar sands. KCBX Terminal, a firm operated by the industrialist Koch brothers, operates the other two storage sites along the Calumet River. Again, Mayor Emanuel.
And when the Whiting facility was being built, Indiana put in place a set of regulations to deal with pet coke. The state of Illinois and the city of Chicago did not, and the companies took advantage of that regulatory loophole, and that actually then affected both the environment and the public health of our community and our city.
Chicago's public health commissioner, Bashara Shuker, has proposed a series of regulations that companies would have to adhere to, similar to ones established in California, which would require companies to store pet coke in enclosed facilities.
Inhaling pet coke really is the main concern that we have.
He says particularly for people with allergies and asthma. KCBX says it's studying the regulations, but it's worked to be a good neighbor and recently invested $10 million in a new dust suppression system. Josh Mogerman with the National Resources Defense Council says as more refineries in the Midwest process Canadian tar sands, other communities are likely to face the same problems.
This is why the debate over all of these other pipelines that are popping up to move more and more Canadian tar sands through the United States for export. These are essential for us to discuss so that we don't have these big black piles showing up in neighborhoods across the country.
Residents on Chicago's far southeast side say the city's effort to regulate how pet coke can be stored is a good first step, but what they'd prefer is a complete ban. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News.